The overall meat production increase for 2014-2015 is modest. Acting World Outlook Board Chair Seth Meyer breaks it down by commodity.
This month we increased beef production a little bit in both 2014 and a little bit more in 2015 on increased carcass weights as cheap feed prices lead to producers to feed animals a little bit longer and to heavier weights.
On the pork side, the forecast is split.
We've actually seen animals lighten a bit coming to market, and we reduced a very small reduction in pork production in 2014 with a much bigger increase in production in 2015 this month than we anticipated last month.
As to what fueled that decision, says Meyer.
Part of this is from that latest hog and pigs report from NASS, which suggested increased farrowing intentions, which are those hogs which will be farrowed, and then that'll be the production which comes in 2015.
In terms of meat prices, they remain strong.
For prices, steer prices largely unchanged this month, but still very high levels. That 2014 price of $152.91 per hundredweight, a record price, and then obviously we expect it to be exceeded the following year at over $155 per hundredweight. It's an industry, obviously, with long biological lags, which takes a bit of time in order for that sector to make some adjustments. However, on the hog side, we have no change in the 2014 estimate of $77.60 a hundredweight, but we reduced 2015 prices by $4.50 to $65.75 a hundredweight, based upon, in large part, that attention to farrow and increased supplies. And so far, a rebound in pigs per litter after the very serious impact of PEDV.
Those pigs per litter remain uncertain as we enter into colder weather, and the virus potentially becomes a bigger problem. For USDA Radio, Susan Carter, Washington, D.C.